As you heard, today was the day California's largest public employee union chose for a strike. SEIU Local 1000, SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, has some issues with the state on raises, gender pay differences, and health care insurance premiums. The union local decided late Friday not to strike today. It was planned as a one-day strike anyway, at a time in history when strikes do not happen as often as they used to, which got us wondering about the current state of labor organizing in our part of the world. So we reached out to John Fromm, who's the head of the Humboldt and Del Norte Central Labor Council. He speaks for organized labor, but not specifically for SEIU. John, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. So specifically to the non-strike, are the SEIU members in your area relieved that you know of?
I believe so. It's always the last option. And reports are that Saturday, I believe, it came to a tentative agreement, and that's always good news. So now they get a chance to vote on whether or not to accept it or reject it.
How detailed had the strike preparations gotten?
Pretty detailed. You know, the classic people becoming picket captains, people who are going to be talking to media, strike preparations included, picket sign making, that type of stuff.
So when you talk about that kind of procedure, I just wonder, in general, is organized labor often getting into a situation where you're preparing for strikes? Is it something that happens a lot less than it used to? I mean, obviously nationwide, strikes seem a lot less frequent. Same story in California as well?
I don't think so. In California, we're pretty progressive. We have to and are willing to take action. Maybe I shouldn't make a judgment on other locations. I would just say California does it on a pretty regular basis. Just this past year, we had the California Faculty Association, which represents professors at the California State University System, prepare for a strike. And it came down to right before, just like this last one, before actually getting ready to go, that the other side came together and decided that they'd rather have a deal than have people have a work stoppage.
Give us a sense of what the Labor Council is. Is it a coalition of different labor unions?
Yeah, we represent, it's different unions that represent workers in Humboldt and Del Norte County. It ranges from my union that I represent that includes grocery and retail workers. Then it goes to like the operating engineers who are heavy equipment folks, and then has the teachers, professors, county workers and state workers and the like, including nurses.
Let me ask about the grocery and retail workers specifically, because it seems like that's one category of unions certainly that has been given some trouble over recent years with the likes of Walmart, which does not like to deal with unions at all.
Correct. Well, you know, Walmart's definitely a threat to the unionized workforce, but we get a lot of threats out there. You know, another one's Winco. There's a lot of them out there who would rather not have a collective bargaining agreement in place that would guarantee their employees their wages, their benefits, and their terms and conditions of employment.
So what has been the trend of the North Coast? Does it pretty much mirror the national trend in union membership lowering over time?
You know what? We've had a nice little upturn, actually, on the North Coast, and I'll speak specifically to Humboldt and Del Mar County. We have one particular union called the National Union of Healthcare Workers, and they have recently organized in Humboldt County the non-nurses at St. Joseph's Hospital, and they've had just an unbelievable round of success in organizing at a union membership. So we've actually been doing a little bit better than the national average in that regard.
Okay. And have jobs that were union stayed union? I mean, if there have been losses in members, have they mostly been due to declines in the industries in which they worked?
Yeah, I would say the classic one is some folks from the logging industry. We've had less and less of those available, and a lot of those have been union jobs. But that actually has happened quite a bit ago. Back, you know, we're talking 10 to 20 years now. Most of that decline happened. It had a little bit with Green Diamond recently. But mostly it's been pretty stable. Depending on the recession, which the recession hit, 07, 08, you had public funding go down, and so you had some school districts and some municipalities not able to fill positions they would have had they had the budget. With somewhat money coming back to that and getting out of the Great Recession, a lot of those positions have come back.
We're talking about organized labor with John Fromm, who's the head of the Humboldt and Del Norte Central Labor Council here on the Jefferson Exchange. California is not a right-to-work state, so what does that mean for people who go to work in places that do have union representation?
It means they have a better contract. It means everyone's a member of the union, and our contracts are the best in the country. And I can say that fact of the matter, representing UFCW Local 5 workers. We've got the best agreements in Safeway that are anywhere. And it's because everyone's a member of the union, everyone can participate, and we have better laws. We also have better laws when it comes to things like overtime and worker protections than right-to-work states. We like to refer to them as right-to-shirk.
Right-to-shirk
their responsibilities, yes.
So in those places, the people do not have to join the union to be part of the deal.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. How does the political and legal climate in California in particular, maybe even on the North Coast specifically, affect union organizing?
Well, I think we've been pretty active. I'm going to reverse it on you and say we've been pretty active with educating our local politicians regarding how it's better for the entire communities to have people and working families make a decent wage with job security and to keep wages local. It's a big deal when people have jobs here that they can afford to support their family. They spend their income locally instead of going other places where it's not getting spent and refused throughout the community.
All right. We have a call here, actually, for you, not surprisingly. Skeeter in Eugene wants to join the conversation. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. You're on the air.
Good morning. Thank you for the great program. I'm curious, if you and on the inside of union organizing ever discuss the possibility or the, I don't know, the concept of boycotting Walmart and Winco in solidarity for union workers, and since they're not very supportive of unions. What do you all think of that? And thank you.
Thank you, Skeeter.
Well, I would say right now we would encourage you not to shop at Walmart or Winco. We've actually had an ongoing dispute with both of those locations because they're not only non-union but anti-union activities. You know, we've been really encouraging folks in the Fight for 15 across the nation to stand up, and a lot of those workers, besides coming from fast food, come to places like Walmart. And we've been highly involved with a campaign called Our Walmart to try to help with those folks and the struggles that they have. So, yes, we'd say don't shop there, shop union. Actually, at our labor council and on our Facebook page, which is Humboldt and Del Norte Central Labor Council, we have a list of places that we would prefer for you to patronize that are basically the union shops and services in our areas.
All right, so they're obviously doing what you're already talking about there, Skeeter. Thanks for that. Give me a sense. I'm curious to know if there's differences, since you do represent Humboldt and Del Norte counties, if there are stark differences between the feelings about unions in those two counties, given they're somewhat different politically.
My personal experience is there is a bit of a difference. But I would also say that Humboldt County, being as large as it is also different whether or not you're in northern Humboldt County or southern Humboldt County, based on where the jobs are actually at. Up in Crescent City, there's a real interesting commonality, however, that if you talk with people about simply the two parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, they can get lined up on their side of the aisle very quickly. However, if you talk about workers' rights, and if you talk about simple things like guarantees for working families, then those disputes get less and less, and you can actually find common ground. Because of that, what we've done and a lot of things that we do is through our Committee for Organizing and Public Education, through our Labor Council, is what we've decided to do is really in these two counties is try to look at the local candidates at City Council, Water District, Water Board, Supervisor, and say, how are those people, those candidates that we will endorse, going to impact the working families in these counties? And that's how we've gotten involved with those, and that's how we present them to our members.
So down to a very local level.
Very much so, yes.
Let's talk about the national political level, though, because after this election, the party in power nationally is not generally identified with unions on one hand, but then you've got the president-elect talking about bringing jobs back. I mean, so where does labor see a future with the Trump administration and Republicans in charge of both houses of Congress?
Well, I think a lot of us feel that, first of all, we don't really know what he's going to do because he's backtracked so many times. He's flip-flopped on stuff. Do we like the idea of him bringing more manufacturing jobs? Of course we do. I know the United Auto Workers have seen a lot of jobs lost to other areas, and that would be good. However, we also know that he's going to be appointing people to the Supreme Court, which could have a negative impact. We also see it from his appointment of the Secretary of Education, who's not really pro-union in her regards to teachers and the school system. So there's quite a bit of concern. We also know that as long as the quote-unquote nuclear option isn't dropped regarding filibusters, that a lot of the possibly more abstainful provisions in legislation that we're hoping to be able to slow down. But Trump's really, it's an unknown entity. Obviously, we didn't endorse him, but we'll have to see, I guess.
All right. Thanks for the candor. John Fromm is the head of the Humboldt and Del Norte Central Labor Council. We've been asking him about conditions for organized labor on the North Coast in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. Thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Have yourself a great day. Thank you.
You too.